USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Top-level negotiations between Congress and the White House are pushing toward a resolution on the $1 trillion-plus economic rescue package as President Donald Trump urges to get a deal done. Talks also continue to narrow on the so-called Marshall Plan for hospitals, as well as industry loans to airlines and others, all but grounded by the virus outbreak. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced that all sides are very close to the bipartisan resolution. He also said he's instructed committee chairman to assemble draft legislation, putting the price tag at nearly $1.4 trillion. And he also said with other measures from the Federal Reserve, it could pump $2 trillion into the U.S. economy. Negotiations are now focused on providing direct relief to Americans with one-time checks of $1,200, as well as ongoing payroll support and enhanced unemployment benefits for the newly out of work. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Trump administration harshly criticized France for releasing an Iranian man wanted for prosecution by the United States in an apparent prisoner swap with Iran. The State Department said it deeply regrets the unilateral French decision to release Jalal Rahalyan, who was the subject of the U.S. extradition request on charges of violating American sanctions on Iran. Spokeswoman Morgan Ortegas said in a statement that France had failed to uphold its obligation under the Joint Extradition Treaty and harmed the cause of American justice. A worldwide group representing Olympic hopefuls is calling on the IOC to postpone the Tokyo Olympics until the coronavirus pandemic is under control. The group called Global Athlete said, as the world unites to limit the spread of COVID-19, the IOC must do the same. This show of solidarity among Olympic hopefuls adds to the dozens of individual athletes who have come out against IOC's current stance, which is to start the games as scheduled on July 24. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The Scripps National Spelling Bee now won't be held as scheduled because of the coronavirus, meaning years of preparation by some of the country's top spellers could go for naught. Scripps cited state and federal recommendations against large gatherings as it canceled plans to hold the contest during the week of May 24. Scripps said it would try to reschedule for later this year but did not commit to a new date. It is possible the Spelling Bee will not be held at all this year. The Scripps Spelling Bee began in 1925. The contest was not held from 1943 to 1945 because of World War II. Many churches around the U.S. are closed due to bans on large group gatherings in the wake of the coronavirus, but one priest in Prince George's County, Maryland, found a creative way to reach his flock despite calls for social distancing. Father Scott Holmer of St. Edward the Confessor Catholic Church in Bowie, Maryland, is inspired by many stories about drive-through COVID-19 testing sites in South Korea, and he decided to offer the sacrament of penance in a similar way. He decided to do drive-through confessions. Every day since last weekend, Holmer has spent at least an hour in the parking lot of the church. On Sunday mornings, he's out longer as he would normally be saying Mass. Holmer said it has brought him some joy at a time when he's physically more distant than ever from his parishioners. Holmer even went the extra mile to have a blindfold with him since he can't set up a screen in the parking lot. Typically, confessions are heard with some degree of anonymity, although that is not required. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.